Hello, I'm Rachel Timmerman, and I'm your patient experience manager. And I am here with Vicki Bessie, who is the nurse manager of the Medical and Behavioral Health Units. We are glad that you are joining us today for this podcast. Vicki and I, along with other core team members, presented the patient experience training program titled, What Matters to You, to all our caregivers over the last several months. The opportunity to get together and network with each other as we learned about ways we could ask what was most important to our patients and each other was refreshing. We took a moment to understand the patient experience definition, and we looked through the lens of the patient who needed our services.
We received feedback from over 1,469 caregivers, as well as from the 5 board members who attended, and the feedback was extremely positive. For example, more than 88% of attendees felt the program was effective and engaging, and 86% felt the presentation gave them the knowledge and skills to improve their own ability to deliver patient-centered, personalized care. Nearly 85% felt the program would help them deliver a positive patient experience, as well as connect their own caregiver experiences to the patient's experiences. After completing this training, it is imperative everyone puts what he or she has learned into practice so that real change within the realm of patient experience can be realized within this organization. It would truly be interesting to know how our employees are applying what they have learned.
This program is the heart of patient-centered care. The program gave us resources so we can make a human connection with each other as well as our patients we're caring for. Not only does this program promote a positive patient experience, but we as caregivers also fulfill our purpose. Connecting to one another and connecting to those we serve begin a partnership. Our goal as caregivers is to be proactive and build meaningful relationships that empower each other and encourage our patients to be partners in their healthcare. We know that we must create a trusting relationship so we can have meaningful conversations and understand each other and our patients in the larger context of their lives. As caregivers, we are more engaged with our patients and more efficient in delivering care if we ask, listen to, and do what matters to those we're caring for.
As we conclude this podcast, I would just like to share a few of the comments provided by our caregivers. I will ask what matters to the patient, listen to their concerns, and do what matters to them. I will implement more listening time with my patients, empathize more even if I have not been in their situation, and it will serve as a reminder as to why we took our jobs and restore my compassion for my job. It reminds me that we have a job to care for all. This pretty much says it all. It is truly an honor to serve and care for others. Thank you for listening and trusting us to deliver this program to you.